This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 15, 2017. Julie Manganis writes in the Salem News, a trucker from Peabody arrested on a drunken driving charge on Route 1 last month was still somehow able to hold a commercial driver's license and a job despite four prior drunken driving convictions, according to court records. The 47-year-old man was following a judge's ruling on Tuesday, could be released from custody as early as this week with that Louisiana CDL in his pocket. That's because under Massachusetts law, police aren't allowed to seize an out-of-state driver's license, even when a driver refuses a breathalyzer test. The driver has been barred from driving a Massachusetts truck and vehicle as a result of the charge, both by two Massachusetts judges and the Registry of Motor Vehicles, which issued a CDL lifetime disqualification revocation triggered by a second offense, according to MassDOT spokeswoman Judith Riley. Massachusetts law disqualifies someone from obtaining a CDL if he or she has been convicted of two or more DWIs for life. More on this story, of course, in today's Salem News by Julie Manganis. Well, there's a chance that the Lynn to Boston ferry may be returning. Bill Newell has the story.
Rick, a private consulting firm, was confident Tuesday that ferry service could return to the city's waterfront, but a timetable and a way to pay for it remain uncertain. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, quote, there's hope, State Senator Thomas McGee said. It was positive in terms of a number of things that we can do to continue the progress on getting a year-round ferry service out of Lynn. Lynn officials met with the Massachusetts Department of Transportation and staff as STV, a national consulting firm with offices in Boston, and they unveiled the Lynn-Boston Water Transit Sustainability Analysis. The presentation focused on what it would take to relaunch the ferry service to the hub and its two-year history. The ferry from Blossom Street Ferry Terminal in Lynn to Boston Seaport operated a pilot program from 2014 to 2015, but the service was decommissioned last summer by Governor Charlie Baker's administration, which argued that it didn't generate enough riders to justify the $700,000 in state funds annually to operate it. The 90-minute meeting, which was closed to the press and the public, was shrouded in secrecy. MassDOT declined to allow Astrid Glynn, the agency's transit administrator, who hosted the session, to talk to the item. A spokeswoman would not answer questions about the study's cost or why the meeting was private. Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy said that she was instructed by Glynn to allow the agency to issue a press release instead of granting an interview. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bill. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, after more than a year of debate, officials in Lynn have chosen a pair of medical marijuana treatment centers to open in the city. Without any discussion, the city council chose the Newton-based Massachusetts Patient Foundation, which plans to operate a facility at 487 to 491 Lynnway. Councilors also approved a proposal by Old World Remedies of Marblehead, which is slated to open a shop at 953 Western Avenue. Ward City Councilor Peter Capano is quoted as saying, we've held a series of neighborhood meetings and met with many residents over many weeks. Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy said she will abide by the wishes of the council as to the selection of the clinics and where they will be housed. Bridget Turcotte writes on itemlive.com, the Saugus School Committee is requesting town meeting take action to further efforts to provide free all-day kindergarten throughout the district. The panel will go before the Board of Selectmen tonight to ask that an article be added to the annual town meeting warrant that would request the formation of a committee of five people, including at least two town meeting members, to evaluate the benefits and costs associated with all-day kindergarten. The group will review the findings of the All-Day Kindergarten Task Force, hold at least two public outreach sessions identifying public funding sources, and make a recommendation at the 2018 annual town meeting. More on this story by Bridget Turcotte on itemlive.com. Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times that it's official. Rockport is a green community, a designation that came with $148,670,000 in grants. Now Rockport's Green Community Task Force, which applied for and began fulfilling requirements for the grant in 2015, will begin working on implementing energy reduction projects. Chairman Bruce Reed is quoted as saying, "We're pretty excited. Rockport was late to the party on this." Rockport joins Gloucester, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Essex, and 181 other cities and towns in Massachusetts that have achieved green community status, cementing their eligibility for grants. Since 2010, more than $65 million in grants have been awarded. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times by Mary Marcos. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.